following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, this is Jeff, and welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. I'm here with Charlie in our backyard. Where are you at, Charlie? Come here. Look at, say hi. Say hi. Charlie, look at this. This is Charlie. Oh, yeah. There he is. There she is. Look at, say hi, Charlie. Whoa. Anyways, hey, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays, and I want to share a passage that Jesus actually shared. Well, I guess it wouldn't be a passage for Jesus. It was Jesus's original words, so technically I'm just going to be sharing the words of Jesus, but I wanted to tie in something from our backyard, and this right here is a vine. It's a stephanotis vine. And the reason why this stephanotis is significant to our family is that my wife's bouquet was made out of stephanotis. And I think we've got one flower on here. There it is, right there, the one remaining flower on the stephanotis. And we love it. We love the way it smells. But it actually, probably within the last couple days, just lost all of its flowers. They're down there on the ground. And what is significant about what I'm going to share today is I found this one branch that was once connected to the vine, but has become disconnected from the vine. And you can see a noticeable difference between this vine that's become disconnected and one of these live vines that is green and vibrant. And up until a few days ago, was bearing flowers. And there's one of those right there. Anyways, I want to talk about that today, and we'll be back in a minute. Hi there, welcome back. I heard as I was saying about the vine and the flowers, and I told you that the flowers were on my wife's bouquet. Some of you immediately were thinking, well, I'd like to see that. And so here is a young Bethany and Jeff Wilson, and there's those flowers from the vine. Well, it wasn't from that particular vine, but those are the stephanotis. And that was many, many years ago. And here's another picture of us walking down the aisle and those same flowers, the stephanotis. And now you're saying, now get to the text. Share with us about the Bible. John chapter 15, verse 1. Here's what Jesus says. He says, I am the true vine. There may have been at the time people saying, there are other ways. There are other ways to get to God. There are other ways that you can know God. But Jesus comes as incarnate, the living God, come down to earth, puts on human flesh, dwells among us. And Jesus makes this statement. He says, I am the true vine. There's no other vine. And my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Presumably to clear space for those vines that are going to bear fruit, that they don't get all tangled up and mixed up. And so he clears away other dead branches so that life can happen, new life can come. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes. And even those vines that are healthy and strong, like I just showed you on ours, he will at times prune. And now he's talking about a fruit tree, and I showed you a flower tree. But in the case of the fruit tree, you're going to prune those things away so that healthy fruit can grow. And you know this, and I know this, that walking through seasons of pruning can be very, very difficult. It's very uncomfortable. It can be very mentally, emotionally taxing. But there's sometimes God uses those moments to grow us, to strengthen us in our faith, and boink, to pop out fruit. That good things come from those seasons, and even when they're difficult, or we're being chastened or being disciplined, and other times when we're being pruned, God is doing something in us, so we never want to forget that. He says that he takes away every branch that bears, or he adds every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, and that it may bear more fruit. In other words, he's never done. He's never done working. He always wants us to bear more fruit for him. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. That's powerful. the one and true vine that comes and lives and dwells amongst us, that paid for our sins on the cross, because he's the only one who could do that. He says, the word that I've spoken to you, you've already been made clean as you've believed in me and trusted me and connected on to the vine and you're bearing fruit. You've already been made clean. Then he says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. That you continually walk out this life in him and for him intentionally. That there is a moment where you were made clean, you were saved, you were set free, you were made holy and righteous, not because of who you are, but because of who he is. And then he says, continue to be in obedience to me, abiding in me, walking in me. And listen, you can't bear fruit if you're not abiding in him. I cannot bear fruit unless I continue to walk out this life in him. It's not just a one decision and now all of a sudden I'm this fruitful, awesome, amazing fruit tree or flower vine. Instead, here's what it is. I continually abide in him, surrender my life over to him. He becomes Lord of my life. And in and through me, as he prunes things out, I bear more and more fruit. It wasn't a one-time thing that bore all the fruit. It's a continual process. And maybe you're in that process now of abiding in him. You gave your life to him. Now you're connected to him. And now he says, continue to remain in me, abide in me. He says this in verse 5, I am the vine. You are the branches. You are not the vine. Jeff is not the vine. I am not the vine, right? Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And I showed you that picture of that withered branch that was disconnected from the vine. And the same thing can happen to us at times as we disconnect ourselves, maybe through either intentionally or unintentionally, or we just become dry, we become disconnected. And in fact, I think John's talking about people who've completely disconnected from the Lord, or whether they were never connected before in the first place. And they are this dried up vine and it's bearing no fruit. You saw it, it's as dead as can be. It's not good for anything other than just to be thrown out. And he makes that argument. He says, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and they throw them into the fire and they are burned. But listen, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified. Think about that. When you bear fruit, who's glorified? God is glorified. Why? Because he's the one working through the vine into the branches to bear the fruit, which people will see and they will abide in the Lord and they will say, wow, God be glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. In fact, that's what Jesus was thinking and saying. He was saying, listen, if you're going to be a disciple of mine, you're going to continue to abide in me. You're going to put your faith and trust in me, and then you're going to continue to walk this life out for me. And when you do that, you will bear much fruit. In fact, he says, that's what my disciples will do. There won't be disciples that walk around disconnected and just say, well, yeah, I believe in Jesus. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah. No, disciples are people who are connected to the vine, right? The one true vine. He says, I am the one true vine. And they bear much fruit for him. In fact, I would even argue they bear increasing fruit for him. It wasn't just a one little orange that grew on the tree and it was like, I'm done. I'm a disciple, right? No, he says, listen, they will glorify God. God will be glorified as more and more fruit is bore for him. In verse 9, it says, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love, in the same way Jesus, who is God, walks with the Father, who is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They become one together. He said, Jesus says, as I was here, I was abiding in my Father's love and obedience and listening to his call and walking with him. He says, in that same way, you then abide in my love. You walk like I walked. You obey me. You walk with me and we become one together. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love, you keep my commandments, abide in my love. Verse 11, closing. These things I have spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. And the reason why I hit that text, and I'm going to hit it again this weekend, is that we're going to talk about the way that abiding in Jesus completes our joy. Our joy is full. Why is that? Why is it so important that Jesus says all this, and John will say it later in 1 John as we look at this weekend. He says, the more you're abiding in him and connected to him and walking with him and bearing fruit, the more you have fellowship, John will say, fellowship with the living God, the more joy you will have. Your joy will be full. And Jesus is saying, this is what my disciples are. I'm inviting them in a life of fullness and of joy. And I don't know where you're standing right now with him. If you're connected into that vine, if you're bearing fruit, if you're experiencing the joy, but I would just encourage you, today is the day to start. Either restart or start again, but connect yourself in, abide in his commands, demonstrate your love for him, walk with him. Today's might be that day. Let me pray for you and we'll close. Lord, thanks for the opportunity you give us to be reminded on a day like today about abiding in your love. And Lord, I know there are times when we seem to fall away in certain ways, maybe in our thinking and in our emotions and in whatever it is, Lord, cause us to pull away from you. But Lord, I believe there's always grace and mercy to return and to come back to you again and to begin to abide maybe again with you. And Lord, I pray for those maybe who are watching. I pray for those maybe who are watching and know people who are no longer abiding in you. Lord, would the prayer of our heart be, draw them back to you again. Allow them to walk with you again. Allow them to be fruit bearers for the kingdom. Lord, that you would allow us to, through pruning and through things that happen in our life, bear much fruit for you. And so, Lord, would you just today, would just renew our strength in you, renew our hope in you. And as Jesus says here, renew our joy in you, that our joy may be full. Amen. Perfect timing. Have a great week. Talk to you later.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.